Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God's people are a wandering people, a traveling people, set free from a slavery, but not yet in the place where they belong for all eternity. They're always on a journey. And that journey is a desert, a wilderness. It was true in the Old Testament, and it's true now. The people of Israel were a people set free from bondage in Egypt, journeying toward a land of promise, but wandering and journeying in the wilderness along the way. And so it is for you and me. Set free from the bondage of sin and death and the devil, promised a kingdom of glory to last for all eternity, but we're not there yet. This world is our wilderness. It is our desert. And what makes the desert, is not having enough of what is needed basically for life. Food, water, shelter, safety. These things don't come easily in the wilderness. And so, those people of God are often consumed by thinking they don't have enough. And it is in that wilderness where the Lord God teaches his people that he will provide for them. The disciples following Jesus were confronted with the problem of not having enough. There on the mountainside, there where they would have to travel into the nearest town to find food, and there with 5,000 plus mouths to be fed. What a predicament. Jesus shows, though, that when he is there, he creates abundance. Where God's people see not enough, he shows that there is not only enough, but more than enough for what is needed. Jesus, the teacher, will use this instance to provide a lesson to his disciples. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. A denarius was a day's wage. 200 denarius was 200 days' wages. There's not enough money among them to feed all these people. There's not enough, Lord. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" It's not enough, Lord. And how often is it true for us as people in the wilderness, as followers of Jesus Christ, that we are overwhelmed by the fact we don't have enough? I don't have enough money. I don't get enough love from my spouse. I don't get enough respect from my kids and they're not disciplined. We look at the church and there's not enough people in the pews. Do we have enough programs? Do we have enough kids and young families? Will this sustain itself? We watch the news and see the world around us. We don't have enough politicians who care. We don't have enough good stewardship of our tax money. We don't have enough peace and stability. It's just hatred and violence and division everywhere. It's all not enough. Jesus said this to Philip to test him. For he himself knew what he would do. And what Jesus will do and always does is give and provide. Not just enough, but abundantly, more than enough. This Christian life of ours, even here in the wilderness, is an abundant life. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. Jesus feeds those who follow him. Not just enough, but more than enough. When you are in the wilderness and it seems like all is hopeless and lost and beyond the place of promise, God provides above and beyond. And that means, even now, recognizing we all come here today with our varied needs, our varied preoccupations, our varied stresses that are weighing us down in this life, but on this day and for always, Jesus is not just enough, but the source of abundant life. As he would call himself later, after this gospel text, he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." What Christ gives to his people in the wilderness is abundant. And it is shown in the cross to which he goes to offer his life and die for you, giving all of himself. He, the eternal God, taking on human flesh, offers that flesh up into death to give you life, to be your bread, to be your abundance here in this wilderness. Do you really for a moment think that the Lord God would lead you out of your slavery to sin and then just leave you to wither away and perish? Of course not. Of course, he will give you all that is needed. He, Jesus himself, is what is needed. And so we, wilderness wanderers, desert travelers that we are, gather this day in the assurance that Jesus, our priceless treasure, has bestowed on us more than we could even begin to fathom. Oh, there is a heavenly kingdom that awaits us, a new heaven and a new earth, a place of eternal peace and righteousness and freedom from all that ails us and attacks us. And yet, even until we reach that destination, he comes among us, our bread of life, to feed us and nourish us and sustain us. And he does so abundantly. There were 12 baskets left over after Jesus fed the 5,000, plus however many women and children were there. John, the author of this gospel, likes numbers. He is also the author of the book of Revelation, where numbers have significant meaning. The number 12 also has meaning. It was 12 sons of Jacob and their descendants who were the people of Israel. Those Israelites wandering in the wilderness in our Old Testament reading were descendants of the 12 sons of Jacob. And then Jesus himself called 12 disciples to go and take the good news of the gospel to the nations. In the Bible, the number 12 represents the people of God. This Jesus, who miraculously fed those gathered with him on the mountain that day, has enough left over for all the people of God. There is enough for you. Not just enough, but an abundance. Because that term, abundance, we often misapply it to thinking how I'm set up in an earthly way. Do I have abundant money, abundant food in my freezer, abundant resources? Well, what you have this day is an abundance of Jesus himself. And the love that flows from the Father's throne, that flows from Jesus' own cross, and washes over you this very day. Would Jesus free you from your slavery to leave you in the wilderness without enough? By no means. On this very day, that Son of God, who in human flesh hung upon a cross and died for your sins, was at the same time and remains at this moment also God himself. And God, unable to do what no human being can do, takes what was accomplished on that cross and brings it to you this day. In fact, he even invites you to an abundant feast of his very body and blood, where we gain a taste of what will last for all eternity. The new heaven and the new earth, after all, is often described as a heavenly banquet, where we feast in abundance with God and with Christ forever. Today, dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, dear fellow wanderers in the wilderness, God's abundant love in Jesus Christ is your bread. It is your nourishment. And there is more than enough. You are loved with an abundant love. And given the promise of an abundant kingdom. And all of Jesus, all of himself is given to you this very day. To be your bread of life, to be your nourishment, to be your abundance. And he invites you to his feast to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are all who take refuge in him, the psalmist says. When you are wearied by the wilderness, when you are wearied by this life and this world, find your rest, your refuge, and abundant love and refreshment in he who is the bread of life, offered into death for you, sustaining you and nourishing you today and for all eternity. We are indeed wilderness, desert people. God's people have always been such. But it will not remain so. He will sustain you in the wilderness. He will feed you and care for you. And you will always find love and promise and assurance and security in he who miraculously feeds the wilderness wanderer. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.